I can save her.
Cal pulled off his shirt. The child was only 5. She'd fallen far.
I can save her.
A crowd had gathered. It had been 2 months since Bright Lord Wistio's death. They still didn't have a replacement city lord. He had barely seen Laurel at all in that time. Cal was only 13, but he'd been trained well. The first danger was blood loss. The child's leg had broken, a compound fracture, and it was spurting red where bone had split the skin. Cal found his hands trembling as he pressed his fingers against the wound. The broken bone was slick, even the jagged end wetted by blood.
Which arteries have been torn?
What are you doing to my daughter?
Thick-shrouded Harl pushed through the onlookers.
You Kremlin! You Storm's leavings! Don't touch me, Assault!
Harl broke off as several of the other men pulled him back. They knew that Cal, who had been passing by chance, was the girl's best hope. Alum had already been sent to fetch Cal's father.
I can save her.
Her face was pale, and she didn't move.
That head wound. Maybe it... No, can't think about that.
One of the lower leg arteries was severed. He used his shirt to tie a tourniquet to stop the blood, but it kept slipping.
Fire! I need fire! Hurry! And someone give me your shirt!
Several men rushed off as Cal elevated the leg. One of the men hurriedly handed over his shirt. Cal knew where to pinch to cut off the artery. The tourniquet slipped, but his fingers did not. He held that artery closed, pressing the shirt on the rest of the wound until Valima came back with the candle's flame. They'd already begun heating a knife.
Good.
Cal took the knife, burning it into the wound, releasing the sharply pungent smell of scorched flesh. Cal's hand stopped shaking. He knew what to do. He moved with skill that surprised even him, perfectly cauterizing as his training took control. He still needed to tie off the artery. A cauterization might not hold on an artery this large, but the two together should work. When he was done, the bleeding had stopped. He sat back, smiling, and then he noticed that Miasel's head wound wasn't bleeding either. Her chest wasn't moving.
No! No! Do something!
He'd stopped the bleeding.
I've lost her.
He didn't know what to say, how to respond. A deep, terrible sickness washed over him.
No!
Harl shoved him aside. Cal fell backward. He found himself shaking again as Harl clutched the corpse. Around them, the crowd was silent. An hour later, Cal sat on the steps in front of the surgery room. He sat with knees up, arms wrapped around his legs, trying to figure out how to stop hurting.
Was there a salve to take away this pain?
A bandage to stop the flow from his eyes?
I should have been able to save her.
I inspected your work, son. You did well. I'm proud.
I failed.
I've known men who practiced for hours and hours, yet still froze when confronted by a wounded person. It's hard when it takes you by surprise. You didn't freeze. You went to her, administered help, and you did it well.
I don't want to be a surgeon. I'm terrible at it.
Cal, this happens. It's unfortunate, but you couldn't have done more. That little body lost blood too quickly. You have to learn when to care, son, and when to let go. You'll see. I had similar problems when I was younger. You'll grow calluses.
And this is a good thing? I have to learn when to care and when to let go?